This hour of the Jason Rand Show is brought to you by 3010weightlossforlife.com. Lots of news happening all around the world and right here at home. So let's find out what's trending.
What's trending in Trumplandia?
So President Trump's team said yes to unsealing the warrant and the property receipt showing what was removed from his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida. This was necessary for the judge to actually release it after yesterday. The motion was filed by the Department of Justice. We learned about that from Attorney General Merrick Garland. Trump's team said yes, and then moments later, we ended up getting all of the information. Now, it doesn't tell us the why beyond the obvious, and I point that out because there are a lot of people who are still wondering if this is tied to something bigger. Now, we can tell you what we know. The warrant allowed for the search at locations including his office, storage rooms in the president's residence, all rooms or areas within the premises used or available to be used by the former president and his staff, and in which boxes or documents could be stored, including all structures or buildings on the estate. That might explain, by the way, why they went through Melania Trump's closet, because a lot of people store things in their closets. Now, it didn't give any agent the authority to search areas that were occupied by Mar-a-Lago members. It didn't allow them to go into areas that have not been used by President Trump or his staff. But remember, according to the lawyers, the president's representatives were not allowed to supervise this. Now, the warrant gave agents the authority to take, quote, all physical documents and records constituting evidence, contraband, fruits of crime, or other items illegally possessed. What were potentially illegally possessed? Well, specifically, the unsealed warrant says that this is looking into violation of 18 Code 2071, blah, 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 blah. This is what they're looking at. Gathering or transmitting or losing defense information. So documents around that. Concealment, removal, or mutilation of said documents. Boy, don't mutilate that document, baby. Or the destruction, alteration, or falsification of records in federal investigations. So that's what we know. That's what we know. And it's kind of what we already knew, not the specifics as far as what code they're referencing. But we knew that FBI agents took several boxes out. I remember it being reported as 15. It turns out it was 20 boxes of items. But now we know what kind of items. And again, we only know a limited amount of information here because these are classified or top secret documents, which means they're not going to tell us what's in them. But the property receipt shows a set of documents marked as various classified top secret documents. It also shows that FBI agents collected four sets of top secret documents, three sets of secret documents, and three sets of confidential documents. Now, it includes a leather-bound box of documents, binders of photos, handwritten notes, miscellaneous documents, miscellaneous top secret documents, blah, 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 blah. Now, the president's team says, this doesn't really tell you the whole story, by the way, because we're not arguing that we don't have the documents. We're arguing their classification as top secret because they believe that the records have been declassified. Remember, the president can declassify any information he so chooses. And that explains why they have them, right? That they believe, they being the Trump team, why they have these documents. They believe that they were declassified. And that's what's been being negotiated with the Department of Justice. But there is a process to go through in order to declassify something. So we'll obviously see where that argument goes. Did they follow the process? And let's just, for the sake of argument, assume they did not follow the process to the T. He's not going to jail for that. You can pretend all you want that that's serious. It's not, if the intent was clearly to declassify. The rules are the rules, and you got to follow them, no doubt. But it doesn't justify what we saw in Mar-a-Lago. Now, President Trump posted on his Truth Social account a statement saying as much. All these documents were declassified. He said, number one, it was all declassified. Number two, they didn't need to seize anything. They could have had it any time they wanted without playing politics and breaking into Mar-a-Lago. It was in a secured storage with an additional lock put on as per their request. And then he goes on to say the Biden administration is in obvious damage control about their botched raid, where they see the president's picture books, a handwritten note, and declassified documents. That according to the spokesperson. Now, the Washington Post earlier today suggested that some of the documents had to do with nuclear arsenal or nukes, basically. But, and in fairness, I don't know if this would have otherwise been the case, but nuclear documents is not included in the search warrant list of the 20 boxes that were taken. I don't know if they would necessarily say, top secret, info about nukes, and then hashtag, stop looking, it's secret. Probably don't include that. But here's what I find to be curious. And this is the reason why, and again, I don't know what level of information, let's just assume something having to do with our nuclear arsenal was included in this. And again, I think it's wrong to house it in the way that it was housed if it's that top secret. He doesn't get a pass for that unless it was truly declassified. The warrant was dated August 5th. The raid wasn't until August 8th, right? So if it was so alarming, the information that was at his home, if it was so important to get before it potentially gets in the hands of our enemies, why did they wait 3 days? Isn't that curious? Does no one find that curious? It was so alarming what he had, and it was so urgent to get it, we decided to wait a few days. Why not just go on the 5th? Why not just go on the 5th? But we keep getting told, well, this was absolutely necessary. They had to do it this way. And they wouldn't do this if it was just for some low-level documents, right, Phil Mudd? Former anti-terrorism official?
I think there's one missing point here that we have to bring to the table. We know that there was an informant who talked to the FBI about what was there, not only about presumably what the documents were, but had enough knowledge about the inner workings of Mar-a-Lago, about where this stuff was. The FBI obviously didn't search the entirety of Mar-a-Lago.
So what he just said there, and we'll finish his interview with CNN, is just flatly wrong, right? He says they learned from the informant where the documents were. They were open about where the documents were, according to all the reporting and according to Team Trump. They said, you asked for us to put an additional lock on the storage facility. That's exactly what we did. So that indicates that they actually knew where everything was.
So let's take you inside the room with Merrick Garland and the FBI director, Christopher Wray. They've got to have some certitude that those documents relate to something serious beyond a confidential level thing, which to me, confidential documents, that don't mean nothing. Secret documents,
that don't mean nothing.
That informant or others have to be telling the Department of Justice, it's really worth you going in there. So if it's not nuclear stuff, it better be something else. Otherwise, I think even if there were stuff improperly stored, if it's lower level classification, you're not going to raid that place.
But we don't have the answer, and I don't know if we will unless we do an investigation, because if they're classified documents, here's the only thing that could happen. The president declassified them, and then he releases them, which if he declassified them the right way, he can do it. Doesn't mean you want to do that, by the way. It doesn't mean you want to declassify stuff. And although I don't necessarily believe this in its entirety, Eric Trump, the night of the raid, was on Fox News saying, yeah, he's someone who collects a whole bunch of stuff as memories. And so some of the items that he collected were just that, memories. Now, I believe that to a point. I don't think you got 20 boxes worth of memories, unless the memory was like, here's the code to the nukes, which I don't think he actually took. But here's a question. Why wasn't there a raid of Clinton's home, of Hillary Clinton's home, for the email, for the server that was quite literally hacked, that included classified information? How much classified information? I don't know. Does that matter? I'm told one piece of classified information is one too many. That's what the law says. Why wasn't there a raid then? We told you yesterday what the person in charge of the National Archives decided back then. He said, yeah, I didn't think it was necessary to tell the DOJ about the level of information that was out there, was stored. Didn't really feel like it. But he felt like it with Trump. Why is that? Now, again, could there be a valid reason? Sure. Absolutely. There's something so secret in there. We now know the truth about aliens. That's now there. We know the truth about who killed JFK. It's all in there. We have to get it. But you can wait 3 days before you execute that search warrant. That's just odd. It doesn't match up to me. It doesn't mean that it won't ultimately make sense once we get even more information. But still, there's been nothing presented that suggests this wasn't political. Could that change? Yes, and all of us have to have an open mind. We'll talk with Congressman Matt Rosendale of Montana, later on in the show. He'll be on about 5:30. And I'll ask him that question. Is there anything that could possibly be in there that would warrant this kind of raid? And I imagine the answer is yes, but we'll hear what the but part is. That sounded wrong out of context.
Yeah, don't do that.
B-U-T. The butt part. Yeah, it doesn't.
Don't say the butt part.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right no matter what
you're talking about.
I know. I got it. Okay. You don't have to lecture me. You don't have to lecture me. If you missed any of my appearances on TV this week, including Tucker Carlson Tonight, The Faulkner Focus, National Report on Newsmax, head on over to any of our social media channels. If you text the keyword RANTZ, R-A-N-T-Z, to 1-800-465-8770, I'll send you a link to all my social media channels where you can watch all of those videos. Let's find out what else is trending.
What's trending? Virtue signaling.
Having tackled all of the crime in New York City, in fact, in all of New York State, Democrats just decided to spend time amending state laws to remove the word inmate and replace it with the words incarcerated person, because the only policing they support is word policing. They are word police. They love them. They don't like the actual police. They don't like actual policing unless it involves shaming people and the words that they use. Now, according to the Associated Press, the changes, which were signed into law by Governor Kathy Hochul, are intended to reduce the stigma of being in jail. Yeah, that'll do it. Changing the name. You were in jail for what? Rape? Well, ew. Oh, you were an incarcerated person for rape. Oh, okay, never mind. That's not as bad. Right. It says, prison reform advocates have said the term inmate has a dehumanizing effect. Incarcerated people say it can feel degrading when jail guards refer to them as inmates, especially in front of their families during in-person visits. So I'm assuming then you'll now say, as you're visiting, or your wife is visiting, or your kids are visiting, or your husband's visiting, whatever. Okay, incarcerated people, it's time to go. Wrap it up. That's less stigmatizing and dehumanizing than, okay, inmates, wrap it up.
Yeah, making it wordier actually makes it a lot less offensive.
It's like, pithiness is a sin. Let's get wordy. Okay. State Senator Gustavo Rivera is a Bronx Democrat. He said, language matters. And I'm sure he undoubtedly doesn't show the same respect for language when it comes to man or woman. Define that. That language doesn't actually matter. This is another concrete step our state is taking to make our criminal justice system one that focuses on rehabilitation rather than relying on punishment. How? How does that happen? What? Huh? First of all, inmate and incarcerated people, it means the exact same thing. They're the same thing. It doesn't mean anything different. How does that focus on rehab? How does it say incarcerated person? How does that scream, we focus on rehab? You're saying the exact same thing, but with one extra letter. In fact, an inmate is someone who is incarcerated. So you've just taken the definition and you've turned that into the words that you will now use. It's like they get paid by the word. Does it matter what you call inmates, really, though? Does it matter what you call incarcerated people when you don't jail people to begin with in New York? Why don't you just get rid of jails? You've already kind of effectively done that. Now, ridicule came from the Republicans parading around a bill that removes the word inmate from legal materials at a time when crime in New York continues to spike at an alarming rate shows you a lot about how misguided the Democrats' agenda is. That's what Assemblymember Chris Tague said. And he's 100% right. Let's find out what else is trending.
What's trending on the road?
We got word that after the Marshawn Lynch arrest, the video footage was viewed, the body cam footage was viewed, and everyone was shocked. Right, Como?
New video coming in tonight showing the wild arrest of former Seahawks star Marshawn Lynch in Las Vegas.
Wild arrest! Now, I personally don't care all that much about Marshawn Lynch. I find him to be an insufferable person. I'm sure he's a nice guy. Actually, I lied. I'm sure he's not a nice guy. But I don't really care about him. And so when I first saw he was arrested potentially for DUI, I was like, I don't care, whatever. But then you tell me that it is a wild arrest, and you caught my interest there. You caught my interest. Now, according to the arrest report, they say police found markings suggesting that the vehicle he was in hit sidewalk areas. He ended up stopping in an industrial section of downtown Las Vegas. It's not far from Main Street. It was missing a tire. It had some additional damage. He was apparently found asleep with the door open. So let's take a look at the body cam footage, or take a listen to the body cam footage, as officers ended up having to, quote, drag him out of his car.
So here's the thing, okay? I'm not going nowhere. Right now, if you don't get out of the vehicle, you're going to be charged with obstructing an investigation. That is a criminal offense, and you will go to jail.
What kind of obstruction?
Obstructing.
What kind of obstruction?
Yeah, we're not going to explain.
There's not different kinds. There's only one kind.
Why would you explain it to me?
Okay, because I've already explained it to you.
Because I'm
failing to obey a command by an officer, a lawful order, is obstructing. So this is your last chance. Step out of the vehicle for us.
Everything is understandable.
I'm just here so I don't get arrested. Oh, you're about to get arrested.
Okay. So if you understand, go ahead and step out for us.
Is why will I not be pulled out?
There we go. All right. Go ahead and get on your stomach.
Roll over. Hands behind your back.
No more games. Was that wild? That wasn't wild at all.
No, he was literally asleep. That's like the opposite of wild.
What? And by the way, when you say he was dragged out, he barely pulled him and he just came out.
Yeah, he went limp. Laid on the ground.
This is not a wild video. There was nothing
wild
about it. What would
have been wild
is
if he would have tried running and just trucked over a bunch of police officers like they were a defense.
That would have been wild. Also, increasingly more illegal than everything else. But that was not wild at all. You lied to me, Como TV. But at least... At least, in fairness to them, they made up for it with man-on-the-street hot takes.
It's tough. I mean, they're role models, right?
Boy, it is disappointing. I mean, you can't just drive drunk.
Well, it's unfortunate, for sure. It's irresponsible.
It's bad. I don't like it when this possibly happens allegedly. I hope I don't get sued. What was the value of... who cares what... First of all, who cares what Joe from Puyallup, who happens to be at Pike Place Market because it's close enough to you where you can get a bunch of people who are dumb enough to talk to you on a camera. Well, who cares what he has to say? And my favorite part is that we were there at Pike Place and we spoke with Larry. He's here vacationing from Detroit. We asked him what his thoughts are on Marshawn Lynch, who hasn't been a Seahawk for a very long time, doesn't even live here. And wasn't arrested here. Was actually arrested not even in his hometown. He was arrested in Las Vegas. You tell us how you feel. I think it's bad. And then they cut directly to another person who says the same thing, but in a dumber way. What is value of any of this other than giving me content to yell about?
That's pretty good value, though. People do like to hear you fill that room with hot air.
I love that people say, I'm very disappointed. What the hell are you talking about? Do you know him? What, do you know him personally? First of all, he's not your role model, so stop. There are very few athletes who are truly role models. You might like them. You might respect them. They're not role models. And if you are leaning on, especially if we're talking about your kids, if you're leaning on athletes to be role models, get out of the NFL or the NBA. Probably okay with, well, not hockey, because they do the same thing. They just don't get the same level of coverage. You're probably reasonably okay with MLB. Mm. Okay, that won't work either. Golf? Well, you can't do golfers. Thanks, Tiger.
MLS you're fine with.
Yeah, they don't watch MLS. And they're all 22-year-olds. They're 1 year away from doing something bad anyway.
WNBA? Is that something that they lead in?
It's not a sport.
Lack of crimes committed?
No. Hello, Brittany.
Oh, yeah. Huge crime she committed.
She's going to jail forever, okay? And you know what they say about the Russian legal system? That's legit. That's legit. Weirdly enough, I haven't heard anything about how it's systemically racist in Russia. only here, they say.
Do you think that they have progressives that will just call out their...
I mean, they probably do, but then they get shot.
Sounds like it solved its problem.
1-800-465-8770 if you want to send me a text message. You can probably get a fencing team, find someone who's a role model there. Although that's too violent.
That's your second fencing reference this week. You had one on Monday.
Let's go to Kamiak High School and get one of the Dorf ball games. Dorf ball athlete. Korf ball athlete. Now I want black licorice. That's Samyak it's called. So good. Push the button.
Yelm, Tacoma, Bremerton, Bothell.
This is the Big Local on the Jason Rance Show.
Redmond, Sumner, Kent.
Stories about you, not about Seattle.
Hey, look at that, 4:30 on a weekday afternoon. That means it's time for the Big Local, brought to you by Alpine Specialty Services, online at alpineclean.com. This is the part of the show where we completely ignore stories coming out of Seattle. And instead, we focus all of our attention on you and the communities you live in. Congratulations to the Little Leaguers in Bonnie Lake.
And Bonnie Lake, Washington will move on to the Little League World Series. Hey.
The champions, the Washington State champions, beat Bend, Oregon 3-2 in the West Regional Final last night. I'm told the game ended in controversy when umpires made two different calls on a fair or foul ball.
Very controversial. Yes, very.
Who was right?
They botched it. The ball was fair, but the third base umpire calls it foul. So then all the players on the Oregon team stopped playing, and Bonnie Lake just kept running the bases. They scored the winning run. They went to but the home plate umpire apparently yells fair, overruling the third base umpire. They go to review, and they were just like, eh, fair ball.
They better just crush whoever they play in the World Series.
The other thing, too.
They better crush them.
They had already played the Bend, Oregon team earlier.
And they won
the
like 1,000-0.
10-1.
Yeah.
So
that was close.
You know.
Yeah, but guess what? The Bend, Oregon team, they worked their tails off since then, and they got it to be 2-2.
Nope.
Against a team that previously beat them 10-1.
Bonnie Lake is superior.
Saying.
Bonnie Lake Sumner. I'm not going to count Sumner out of it. They have a joint Little League.
When the Bend, Oregon team lost, did Bonnie Lake Sumner teammates go to them and hug them?
I'm sure. I didn't watch that part of it.
They didn't.
They did their whole little celebration and jumping around and all that sort of stuff.
But congratulations to them. I mean, you know, you didn't quite earn it the way that you probably should have, but pride, I guess.
Yay.
Why does Sumner go second?
Why
is it Bonnie Lake Sumner? Why is it not
alphabetical
Sumner?
Order?
If so. We always
what
do that.
What do you mean
so? Well, then Sumner always gets screwed.
Okay. Create your own Little League team, Sumner.
No, why don't Bonnie Lake go to join Sumner's team in Leaky?
Maybe Bonnie Lake's was first.
I don't care. They're always first. It's wrong.
Bonnie Lake, Sumner, Little League.
Sumner, Bonnie Lake sounds better.
No, it does not.
I want Sumner, Bonnie Lake in my life, see?
Bonnie Lake, Sumner.
Oh, shut up.
Rolls off the tongue well. Anyway, even the school district is listed that way, you know.
When's the championship? The World Series thingy?
It starts, like, next Wednesday, I want to say.
How many games are there? They're kids. They can't play every day.
Well, this was the regional. Now they're going out there. I think you get three games minimum. And then it advances from there.
How many more things do they have to do?
This is the World Series is
next, I thought.
Yeah, in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And so they'll go there, they'll play their three games. If they do well, they'll move on to the knockout rounds. And then from the knockout rounds, you get like...
Then there's too many games in the World Series. What? It should be just one World Series
game. It's like a two-week thing. I know, but they have to go and beat the other regions or the other parts of the country and then beat the best team from the world side.
Oh, they better do well. Or else we're going to disown them.
We're going to disown Bonnie Lake Sumner Little League?
Yeah. There was a time where we adopted on the show the Bellevue High School tennis team. I don't remember why. I think it was in a story we were doing at the time. And I just said, I'm going to adopt them. And then some of them tweeted at me. And then I totally forgot about them until just this moment. So I have no idea. All those kids are probably already graduated college.
You didn't promise them like college scholarships.
No,
or anything,
are
you did
nuts?
You? Okay. Didn't want this to be like a Scott's Tots thing.
No, because my luck, one of the kids is going to be like, I'm going to be a gender studies major at Gonzaga. I'm not giving you money for that. Get out of here. 14-year-old girl and a 15-year-old boy, definitely not Little League players. They were arrested in Renton yesterday after a crime spree that police say included robbery, burglary, and car theft. They are now in juvenile detention. They're awaiting formal charges. According to the Renton Police Detective Robert Onishi, he spoke with Cairo 7 TV. They're obviously concerned about how young these kids are who allegedly committed the crimes.
We've definitely seen an uptick in alarming behaviors amongst young people.
Yeah, what do you think is to blame there? Do you think maybe a broken family? Just, again, I'm throwing that out there because it's the conversation no one is supposed to have. You're never supposed to question whether or not a broken family structure might be playing a role in the fact that a 15 or 14-year-old kid allegedly committed these kinds of very serious crimes. Or please, blame institutionalized racism. Please, blame COVID on that. Please, I would love to hear that. When I was 14 years old, you know what I wasn't doing? I was probably robbing something, but not car theft. I stole a croissant when I was 14 years old from a corner store, and I felt bad about it.
What'd you do? Did you give it back?
He just didn't charge me for it, and I walked out, and I said, I don't think he charged me for this, and I kept walking. And I come from not a broken home, but I don't like my family. So that's almost like a
broken home. You're technically broken, then.
I mean, I've been broken inside for a long time. A cute and vicious little bobcat was seen wandering around the park and ride in Linwood, unable to find where it parked or which car owner it was going to eat. It was caught on video. It's so adorable. His name is uninspired. It's just called Bobcat. They just call him Bobcat in the story.
Hold on, wait.
That's his name.
You read this story and you didn't confuse it with some sort of slang term for some group of people?
There's no slang term for Bobcat. I Googled it. So I can't.
Kudos
turn that
on
into
you
a
for
bit.
Doing your research on this one.
Cairo 7 got video sent to the newsroom by Justin Luckenbach, who I assume insisted his name be put in the news copy so he can show his parents that he once committed a cool thing that got covered by the news. It showed this little bobcat was strolling in the park and ride lot in Linwood's right off of I-5. Cairo 7 says, while bobcats are very elusive, it is even harder to spot them in broad daylight as they typically hunt in the dark. What does that mean? It's harder to spot them in daylight, dummy. It's easier to spot them in daylight. The sun's out.
No, they hide and stuff.
No, it says if that is not the sentence structure.
No.
Listen to this sentence. While bobcats are very elusive, it is even harder to spot them in broad daylight as they typically hunt in the dark. That doesn't make sense.
They're more active at night.
That
they chill
sentence
during the
does
day.
Not make sense. The sentence is telling you that it's harder to see them in broad daylight than it is at night. No, it is not. It is easier. Guess what? Broad daylight. It's in the name. There's light.
Are you surprised that there was a grammatical or a sentence structure error in a local news outlet?
It just doesn't make any sense. A bobcat's vision, it says in the very next sentence, is 6 times greater than what a human is able to see in the dark.
Ooh.
However, Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife agents said bobcats occasionally do mark their territory in daylight, but you can't see them in broad daylight. They're elusive.
You know, because this bobcat was out during the daytime, you kind of think maybe it's a more sophisticated bobcat, might have like a 9-to-5 like banking job it's going to. I think that it's probably fair it's a Robert cat instead of a bobcat.
Okay, I'll go with you on that one. I mean, it was just a dumb joke, but I'll go with you. It says, one other thing to note is that if small dogs and cats are near bobcats, they're at risk of being attacked, which actually just means eaten. But I just like how they throw it out there. One other note. Yeah, we know. If we see a bobcat, you know what we're not going to do with our little dog?
Oh, go play
like,
with
oh,
it.
Go, yeah, hey, look at the bobcat. Come over here, little buddy. Come over here. Come here, little buddy. Come on over here. Oh, look at you. You're so adorable. And then it mauls everyone. They say officials said bobcats are not typically a threat to people, but have been known to be aggressive around people if a bobcat is sick with rabies, which feels like every animal that's sick with rabies gets a little bit aggressive towards people. Finally, Graham firefighters found what they assume is a lost ram wandering the streets last week. His name is Rammy McRamface. Last Monday, a member of the fire department said a neighbor had trapped the ram in his backyard. Members of the nearby station, 96, corralled it and called the county. But Captain Andrew Colibus, talking to King 5, said that conversation did not necessarily go the way we wanted it to.
Animal Control said they could come get it in a few days, but they'd probably end up putting it down. So he was kind of at a loss for what to do. We're already set up.
Why would you put the ram down? What the... I mean, you can't find a place for a ram anywhere in Washington State. You'd never heard of the East Side. If you can't find someone in Snohomish County, you don't even have to go to the East Side. Stop in Yakima.
It's not like Animal Control has room to just put up this ram.
Just immediately put it down? No one's going to call Animal Control then.
For animals like that, so it seems like a pretty natural thing to just grab it, rehome it here, and try to find its owner. thing to just grab it, rehome it here, and try to find its owner.
Boy, that goat wanted some attention.
Got on.
You will not be doing an interview about me without my voice being heard. So apparently the Grand Fire and Rescue Station 96 already have two goats. So they just brought the Rammy McRamface into the mix, and apparently they're getting along great, and they're very helpful to firefighters.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely therapy goats. Laughter is the best medicine, I think. So it's always fun to come out. You know, if you're feeling kind of down or have a rough call, you can come out here. And I could just about guarantee within a few minutes of being out here, they'll be headbutting you or looking for treats in your pocket. And you end up giggling no matter what's going on, so that helps.
You're giggling while it's headbutting you? What's wrong with you, man?
You know, I don't know. Maybe it could be fun.
Is it not hurt?
It's like a dog with horns.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Headbutting you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're giggling the whole time?
Yeah, I'm sure it's funny.
I mean, I would laugh at someone else getting headbutted, but if you're getting it, that just sounds painful to me. Someone's ramming you to death and you're laughing. At least you go out laughing. I don't know. Like, it can't be lost. I mean, it feels like someone would know that their ram is out missing and they would contact someone.
Yeah, but how would you find a ram?
Well, how far do you think it went? It was found. Where was it? Graham. Where do you think it came from?
Graham is huge.
It's not. Okay. It's not that big. And how many places could possibly have rams? How many places could possibly have rams?
I don't know. What is Graham?
Seven. Oh, I don't know how to do ram because first I was all like I mistook it for Monroe.
Do you think Graham is up north in Snohomish County?
That's what I thought of Monroe in my head as I was doing this story. I know Graham is closer to Pierce. Is it in Pierce or is
Pierce
it?
County.
Yeah, right. 17.
32.
Rick Graham?
Yeah.
Are they adding another the nearby city?
Nope.
32 in Graham?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. Look at you growing.
I told you, Graham is huge.
It was just yesterday when you were 17,000.
Well, the research I did during that segment, you can go and buy your own ram, apparently, for $800 to $1,500, if anybody's in the market for one. And a bobcat will only set you back about $1,800.
You can't legally buy a bobcat.
You can buy a bobcat.
No, you can't. Is that legal here?
ExoticAnimalsForSale.net.
In Washington, it's legal?
Well, this one's in Illinois, but I'm sure that you just need a license. Anything is possible with a license.
I was surprised by how small the bobcat was.
If you want
the male bobcat, it just looks like a big cat, but not like a tiger big. It just looks like a deformed cat.
There's a kitten, a bobcat kitten available in Arkansas for $2,800.
Yeah, I don't think you can have one in Washington.
I'm telling you, you're one license or one permit away from anything in this country. So.
Are you sure about Graham? It's not...
I promise you I was on the right Graham Washington.
Capucin Graham thing? Okay. 1-800-465-8770 if you want to send a text. Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show on AM 770 KTTH. Thank you so much for tuning in on this gorgeous Friday afternoon. It would appear that COVID is over, but no one is explaining it that way. Yesterday, we told you that, at least in King County, the hospitalization rate for COVID was equivalent to that of your typical flu season. That means we should treat this like the flu, correct? Or am I crazy for holding that position?
You're crazy for a lot of things.
Not that position. Now we have the CDC coming out with some updated guidance, which sure does seem like COVID is gone. And it's weird that previously when CDC offered a whole bunch of guidance, CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, Washington Post, and all the other left-wing outlets were jumping to tell you about it. But this is less restrictive, so kind of relative silence. CDC said people no longer need to stay at least 6 feet away from each other. That one I would prefer you stay away from me. But you don't have to be socially distanced anymore. Distance? What is it?
Ask Como.
I'm not even going to spell the word. It says you don't have to quarantine after exposure, which is interesting. So if you're exposed to COVID, You don't have to actually do anything. The CDC dropped its test to stay recommendation for schools, which said students exposed to COVID could regularly test instead of quarantining at home to keep attending. With no quarantine recommendation anymore, the testing option disappeared. Okay, so we're back to life. They still recommend that if you're in an area with high COVID spread to wear a mask, but at the same time, they say you don't have to do any of these rules anymore because 95% of the country is either vaccinated or already has gotten COVID. So we've reached that peak of protection, I guess. I've been ready. Most people have been ready. Most people, frankly, have been living like normal for a long time, and yet now, just now, the CDC comes out with the updated guidance. So they're late to the game. They were quick to tell everyone not to do anything, despite having data suggesting that some of their recommendations were wrong, not actually based in science or data, but they did it anyway. But now when it comes to living a normal life, someone can explain to me, I'm assuming, maybe from the Inslee administration, why does he still have emergency powers? I'm asking for a friend. I'm just asking. I haven't heard anything. There are a lot of businesses out there that haven't changed their internal COVID rules. They're still following old guidance. At what point do they change their guidance up? There's still places that have the mask signs up, especially in Seattle. There's still dum-dums who are outside. And I use this example because I see it all the time. Jogging alone or on a bicycle with no one around them, outside with a mask on. Why? And you know that that person is five times vaccinated today. You know that they're already over-vaxxed. Why are they doing that? And I'm now officially in the camp. I'm not even going to knock on wood anymore. I can't get COVID. Not even knocking on wood.
You're super immune.
I have to be. There have to be a number of people who cannot get COVID.
Maybe you're the one that gave it to me. Maybe you were asymptomatic and that's how I got it.
I mean, that would be funny.
I would hate you more than I already do.
But I've been now to Dallas and Tampa multiple times. London during the Omicron spread.
D.C.
D.C. during the Omicron spread. New York City during the Omicron spread.
Even without COVID, New York's a gross place.
Yeah, that's true. Been to Vegas right after they told everyone to take the masks off, or you could take your masks off. Still haven't gotten it. I did, and I was truly asymptomatic, but I feel like I would not get asymptomatic. I feel like it would knock me out.
I hope so.
Or at least I mean, I would have a cough of some kind, right?
I don't know. I've never seen you cough in 3 years of me working here. I don't think I've ever... Yeah, that's a fake cough. I don't think I've ever seen you cough or be like, oh, I have a cold. Achoo.
I have not been sick at all since COVID. Like nothing.
And you don't wear a mask.
Yeah, I never wear a mask.
Hmm.
And I do lick doorknobs.
You're a health wizard, Jason Rance.
Just saying, I'm going to live forever or at least until 42.
Fingers crossed.
42. I mean, I'll probably be dead on the way home. Probably get hit by a bus. I take the bus. And I haven't gotten sick. I go into the field covering crazy homeless people. I haven't gotten sick. Watch, now I'm going to get sick. I'll probably miss your last day because I've come home with COVID.
Dibs on hosting.
Hayden's last day is on Wednesday. Wish him well. Or don't. I don't care. 1-800-465-877 if you want to send a text.